In Korea, it's not only taxis that move as fast as a bullet or high-rise structures that arise in a blink of an eye. It's ideas that disseminate quickly and widely more than anything else. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back right after this song.
Who are you? 마치 미러 같아. But I like to fight you. 난
Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio on this Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. That was Bam Bam featuring Seulgi of Red Velvet singing Who Are You? Those who have lived in Korea, you will know, man, is Korea fast. Everything is fast in Korea. We're not just talking about the transportation systems, which are incredibly fast. Restaurant servers, home appliance repairs, or deliveries. You can order at 10:59 p.m. and get it by 4 a.m. the next day. If that is not fast, I don't know what is. But also we have intangibles that are fast. Words and ideas. They spread faster than any wildfire here in Korea. For example, just when a wave of feminism began to simmer within the country, it was brought to an instant boil with the release of that one particular book called 82년생 Kim Ji-young, or Kim Ji-young, born 1982. That was by author Cho Nam-ju. Hundreds and hundreds, just years of patriarchy instantly shaken. We're talking in just a couple of years. So it was no surprise to hear the recent news that the feminist book has been the most popular South Korean literary book overseas for the recent 5 years. Feminism, kind of similar to something like, I don't know, veganism maybe. It's been doubted by many here in the country. A lot of people had doubts that it would ever take root in Korea. Yet, here we are. Things have changed. Not completely, of course. Not perfectly, of course. But a lot. Definitely a lot more than many people expected. And on a side note, so is veganism. A lot more vegan restaurants and menu offerings. I was amazed at how quickly things caught on. And this was all in a very short amount of time. So I guess we really can say pen is mightier and faster. Maybe even more so than something like Korean overnight delivery. Let's listen to a song. Good news indeed for, I guess, at least concepts that are advancing the country forward. And again, we hope that all things, feminism or veganism, are things that are more positive and constructive and advance the country forward, right? Here's IU singing Drama. IU singing Drama, taking us further into our show, K-Pop Connection, on this Tuesday. Let me remind you guys of the different ways you can tune into our show and that you can connect with us through. We have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz, that's bound for India. We also have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and podcasts through whatever podcast app. You can give us a rating on that podcast app because that really helps our show. Not to mention, we have a Gram account. You can follow us and leave us comments, messages, song requests, participate in our weekly Your Two Cents segment, which is basically a segment where we ask one question for the week and you answer it. No right or wrong answer, just your opinions. And we share some of that on our show. So go to @KBSKpop and it's as simple as that. Leave a comment on the most recent requests and responses post or the most recent Y2C or Your Two Cents post. Gonna play for you two more songs before we get into our daily coffee or tea segment. First up, we have Kim Yo-han of WEEI singing Dessert. Following that, we have IVE singing 11.
Thank you.
Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. The only downside of blowing bubbles is that we just cannot get enough of them. It only takes a few seconds before they pop before our eyes. That is, of course, until now. A team of French physicists announced that they blew a bubble that lasted for, get this, you guys, 465 days before popping. The University of Lille team published their recent finding that the reason why bubbles are so fragile and ephemeral is due to the gravity-induced drainage and the evaporation of the liquid inside the soap sphere. But when the researchers form bubbles with a high concentration of glycerol, this is a compound commonly used in a host of foods and medicine, they found it displayed longevity, with one of them lasting for over a year. 465 days to be exact of a lifespan for a bubble. That definitely deserves what it got, the new world record. The researchers said the long-lasting bubbles they created during their project could be used to create stable foams. Some have begun to play with the idea of making these armor droplets in aerosols and sprays so that it could be possibly used for medicine that's administered by breathing in the aerosol. It's very respectable, you know, to use this new technology to better medicine. And that's great. But all I'm thinking is, oh man, this is so much better for child play. If I could blow bubbles for my kids that didn't pop right away, do you know how busy parents are when they have to blow bubbles for their kids? The kids are always like, more, mommy, faster, more. And it's like, there's only so much I can do. There's only, you know, I can only blow so much before I pass out. But if these bubbles didn't pop, oh my goodness, that would make bubble play so much easier for parents. Again, I know, life-saving medicine first, child play second, but I'm just saying. Let's listen to Jinjin and Rocky of Astro, Sum Jum Shija, Just Breath. And then MC Mong, this is Slightly a Blast from the Past, featuring Seoin Young, Bubble Love. Starpedia. Welcome everyone to Starpedia. Ever been curious about an artist behind your all-time favorite K-pop track? Well, this is the segment where we go over them and their career with Lena. Hello, Lena.
Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
Are you aware that it's Tuesday?
Please don't tell our listeners.
I have to tease you. No. I have to. Lena sometimes loses tracks of her days is all.
Sure. No, it's really bad, guys. It's gotten to a point like where I go to sleep and I wake up an hour later in the afternoon and I'm thinking it's the next morning.
Yeah. To be fair, you do a very early morning show. And so that constant fear and anxiety that you oversleep, it is something that early broadcasters deal with, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's fresh in your memory, too, too long ago. And it's something that you don't miss because it's this like terrifying angst that builds up and it gets the best of you on days like yesterday for me where I woke up on a Wednesday afternoon and thought it was Thursday morning. It was great.
Wait, what time is your usual wake-up call?
My usual wake-up call is... That's a good question.
Is it different every day, sort of?
It's different every day, but it's between like 4:30 and 5 a.m.
Ooh, yeah. Yay! That's tough, man.
It's and the worst part is it's so dark outside that I can't tell it apart from a.m. or p.m. these days.
It really makes a difference, though, when the sun is out when you start your day and when it's not. It just, you feel like you're doing something wrong.
Have you heard of the sunrise alarm clock?
No, what is that?
So apparently it's this device that kind of mimics the sunrise. So it manipulates the lighting in your room. So as opposed to Roo like beep, beep, waking up in the morning.
It's light.
It lights like a sunlight. And if you have to wake up at 5 like I do, you can have the sunrise in your room with this alarm clock.
That is your next birthday present.
I ordered it already
because
I only found out it this week when I was having trouble keeping track of time.
Well, that's a good idea.
My coworker. Of course, like, Lena, have you heard of the sunrise alarm clock?
Oh, man. Maybe that'll help.
I don't know. I'll let you know.
Balance your circadian rhythms.
I'll let you know if it works. If it doesn't, you'll never hear from me again about the sunrise alarm clock. Today's topic has nothing to do with that.
Never does.
But actually, I did use his song as my alarm clock for a while.
Oh, did you?
Because it was like the perfect pick-me-up early in the morning, but I realized it was maybe too much so early in the morning. Today, we're talking about Kaho.
Yay!
Okay, so I'm sure you've heard of his song before.
Yep.
시작, Start Over was, I think, a big career breaker or career maker even for him.
But started his career.
Ding, ding, ding. That's right. Uh-huh. But the thing is, his career predates 시작 or Start Over. And he's actually a pretty well-established songwriter before 시작 really took off.
Interesting. He's like a Lady Gaga.
Ew.
Remember? She was like a really hit songwriter for people like Britney Spears.
Was that what Lady Gaga's career was before she debuted?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
She was a songwriter.
Adele was, she was a singer. What was she doing? She was doing guide songs before she debuted.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
And I just thought, really?
Adele sing in the shadows?
There you go. And why would you make Lady Gaga stay in the shadows?
See?
Why would you put Kaho in the corner?
Love it, love it.
All right. So just in case you guys are wondering, he's represented by In Next Trend Entertainment. That's a label with Buzz and Bright Eyed Soul. But technically, Kaho's under their subsidiary, a hip-hop label, to be honest. Although, I wouldn't classify his musical styles just as hip-hop.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially Start Over.
It's more like belting out rock right?
For sure.
But I mean, he does do a lot of hip-hop tracks, too, along with his crew that's represented under the same label.
Well, this song got a lot of attention because of the drama that it was part of the soundtrack for. Even when I hear it, though, it's like, I feel like I have to start something, like a new project.
Yes! It's kind of like my Korean equivalent of Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah!
Like it's like my fight song.
Pep talk song.
And so many radio shows on KBS uses for their promotional ads. Even the show about politics, I love it.
Oh, interesting twist there.
Isn't it?
Okay. Well, we're just going to play for you. You guys, you know, insert whatever backdrop context you want.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk a little bit more about Kaho after 시작.
Start Over.
That was Kaho belting out 시작 or Start Over. Again, that's from the soundtrack for Itaewon Class.
That's right. And even if you didn't watch the drama, actually, I think the song summarizes what the TV drama is all about. Like, fight through your adolescent angst and fight through all the challenges of your early 20s and make it big.
The obstacles that chubbers place in front of you. it was a good drama. I liked it.
Yeah, wasn't it? Oh, you watched it.
I did.
Angie doesn't have time for TV dramas.
I mean, if KBS president's listening, I did not, but I did.
Yeah, it was really hot at the time.
It's kind of inspirational. One of those storylines that a lot of people needed.
You watch a lot of Park Seo Joon dramas, no?
That was my first Park Seo Joon drama.
Never mind, I take it back.
And then after I became a fan. Yeah.
You're a little late.
Yeah, very late to the party.
All right, that was Shizak Start Over, guys. And if you guys haven't checked out the many music videos that are out there, there are so many cover tracks. But there was one that I think the Korean Army did, and that was so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's inspirational on a whole different level. Just to get you in the mood for all things Kaho. Did you guys know that Kaho's full name is Kang Tae-ho? Yeah, so apparently that's how he came up with his stage name, Kaho. And there's apparently some note about it alluding to an informal word that means like style or poem that I cannot say on air. But said. I guess she's going to stick with, yeah, it was more simply from Gangdae-ho to Gaho. It was an easy move there.
Okay.
He debuted as a songwriter before he made it big with Start. Was it Start Over?
Yeah, Start Over.
It actually dates back to 2017 when he kind of broke out as a songwriter, mm-hmm. particularly for a TV drama that starred Lee Jong-seok and Suji. It ended up becoming a song sung by Lee Jong-seok, who knew he can sing.
And okay, I didn't watch that drama.
it was a big deal because it was Suji and Lee Jong-seok. I don't remember what the storyline was.
You don't need to.
It was just really pretty from beginning to end. This was the first stepping stone to his now really impressive soundtrack career for Gaho. His debut as an artist took place a year later in 2018, so it does predate Start Over.
Okay.
In 2018, he dropped a song called Shine On You featuring Villain. It was under that label, right? Hip-hop mm-hmm. label PLT. It was a project group where he also performed with teammates including Jung Jin-woo, Villain, Jun, and Muti. Apparently big names in the hip-hop scene. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. So he does dabble in hip-hop. He does really well with R&B tracks.
Sounds like it.
If you actually check out his first single as a self-producing solo artist, Isseojo Stay Here, it's definitely more ballady and a little bit more groovy in the mm-hmm. R&B genre, if you will. And many fans now, post-Start Over, think this is a super underrated song. They even call it the hidden masterpiece. You know that happens after they make it big, right?
Yeah, it's not a masterpiece until you have credibility.
It's weird because those songs are always good. It's just maybe not recognized by the mass public. Mm-hmm. All right. This was all in the meanwhile. He was pursuing full-time drama soundtracks and collaborations with his label mates. I know we're only recollecting now because he's made it. Yeah. But did you know that for a while where he was kind of performing underground, at least in Korea?
The hip-hop joints, you
mean? Yes. Mm-hmm. In terms of public popularity, he wasn't doing so well, but him and his label mates did, in fact, tour the world and performed in cities like Moscow, Madrid, Paris, Berlin, London, and L.A. So
they were pretty, at least brought in some crowds.
Exactly. So I guess it's only for us, the mainstream K-pop lovers, that didn't realize like how had a fully-fledged career before Shijak.
Man, how I would love to go on a tour to go to Moscow, Madrid, Paris, Berlin, London, and LA.
Any kind of tour.
Oh,
just
man.
Just put me on tour.
They're like the hot cities right there.
I'll learn to dance again.
I'll serve on the plane if I need to.
I cannot imagine you as a flight attendant.
Oh, well, you know, to get me to these places, I'll do it.
You would do it? Actually, I would do it too, Angie.
Okay, well, so it sounds like this guy is getting a little bit gypped in terms of all his prior experience and talent, but we kind of only started noticing after Start Over, right?
That's right. But again, it dates back to Isseojo Stay Here, technically his first single as a solo artist. Mm. And then he went on to release his first mini album called Preparation for a Journey with title track 떠날 준비, Preparation mm-hmm. for a Journey. Hey, that's lining up perfectly.
He's really milking this sort of like start theme.
I think it's working for him.
Yeah, I think so too.
Not all of it is about like getting us pumped up, though. I think Isseojo is definitely more of a love song, like, hey, I wish you'd stay. Mm. Preparation for a Journey could be interpreted, I think, many different ways.
All right. Hmm. Well, we're going to play those two songs, and then, of course, we'll talk more about Gaho, or real name, what was it? Gangdae-ho?
Gangdae-ho.
Gangdae-ho. This is Gaho with Isseojo, Stay Here.
And we're going to follow it up with 떠날 준비, Preparation for a Journey.
We're back on Startpedia with Lena, and we're talking about artist Gaho. Now, we played for you guys a couple songs that I know you probably know him for Start Over, but maybe I've been less on the radar. Isseojo, Stay Here, and following that, 떠날 준비, Preparation for a Journey.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
And it's a little bit more groovy, and it's not less about like, yeah, let's get pumped up. It's
more
not about
as rocky.
Like, I miss you.
Oh,
I miss you.
That had emotion to it.
All right, but let's be honest. Shijak, or Start Over, was, I think, a big career changer for Gaho. There's no doubt about it. It became such a huge hit that it actually sent Zico's Amu Nore
any song down to number two from number one.
That song was number one forever.
But that's also kind of something we have to take into thought. Yes, Amonore was on number one for a really, really, really long time. So it had to be dethroned someday. But we just didn't realize it would be Kaho's track, 시작, or Start Over. So that was kind of amazing for this relatively unknown artist of the time.
He could go around technically claiming he's better than Zico.
Bragging rights indeed. I dethroned Zico.
Very nice.
I mean, weren't we saying BTS dethroned Justin Bieber for a really long time?
No, that's true.
Yeah, why not? It gives you a bragging right. And I think Zico wouldn't mind at this point. Kaho went on to, of course, work on several successful TV soundtracks beyond Itaewon Class. Mm-hmm. There was Running for Startup that starred against Suji and Namjoo-yeok. Heard of that one?
I didn't watch this one, but isn't it kind of similar, right, as Itaewon Class?
Yeah. The premise is surprisingly similar.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess it's about startup companies.
Yes! Okay. Ding, 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 ding! Okay. No rocket science there. Mm-hmm. The plot is, you're right, remarkably similar. It's about these, I don't want to say young kids because they're in their like 20s to early 30s even.
But comparably, yeah,
yes,
definitely young.
Relatively young, spirited, and ready to work. Mm-hmm. And so Running actually goes side and side with that theme. There was also Half of Half, 반의 밤. That's the song sung by Mamamoo's Moonbyul for a webtoon series that was quite popular. There was also Memories. That was for a TV drama starring Jeon Ji-yeon and Choo Ji-yoon. You know the one they go rescuing people in the mountains?
Oh, yes.
Did you watch that one?
No. Of course not.
It got a lot of flack for product placement.
Unless it's like in my face for months telling me to watch it. Yeah, I don't watch it.
To be fair, Angie doesn't have a lot of time. And the thing is, these days, it's all about binge watching anyway. Yeah. When these TV series actually go online and through streaming giants, we get to binge watch.
That's why, though, Lena, I get anxiety when I start it.
Oh.
Because I know that I'm going to get this like urge and desire to want to finish it, which then I will pay for through lack of sleep.
Excellent excuse.
I just don't start it until I know I have at least like sort of three nights in a row. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, the streaming giant, N, its CEO has repeatedly said their only competitor in the market is sleep.
It's true.
Not the other streaming giants. They're only competing against sleep with great contents, and that makes me so anxious.
But that's evil. We need sleep.
We do need sleep, so we don't encourage that behavior. However, there was a host of TV dramas that were massively popular, and it turns out Kao's songs were a part of all of them. Chirisan did really well, and Startup did too. So there you have it.
There you go. OST or soundtracks. Clearly his thing so far.
Yes. However, he does have a few albums of his own, a few mini, and just one that he dropped 2 months ago. So it released back in November 2021. It's called Fireworks, and the title track is Right Now. Do you see a theme in
Start
his song?
Right Now.
Like, go get it.
Yeah. He's got his sort of catchphrase type of, you know, ambiance,
yeah.
I guess.
And I guess that makes sense because he is in his 20s. He's only 24 at the moment. Surprise. He's born the year 1997, which makes him, I suppose, relatively young as a songwriter.
Okay.
And he does go on to explain why he chose Fireworks as his kind of like big go-to keyword for this recent album. So in an interview that dates back to, I believe, last year, he went on to say Fireworks go high up in the sky. It explodes very splendidly, but it only lasts so long. So it fizzles rather quickly. And so maybe he's comparing his career, maybe he's comparing success to this. Who knows? It could be interpreted so many ways. But Fireworks is the overall theme for this brand new album.
Oh. Makes me sad. It's like youth. Youth is fleeting and
slipping
splendid.
Through my fingers. Here's the thing. Now I'm in my 30s and I can say this. I don't care much for my 20s. It was great while it lasted, but it was painful. And it's not as if my career took a dramatic turn in my 30s. I'm doing the same thing that I loved and I did in my 20s. But I just feel a little bit more stable about it as opposed to questioning my every move.
Also, it's because you know now
what to do.
Want. No. What you want, what you like, you know? I was like that. But this year, it kind of, I'm not going to reveal my age, although I've revealed it many times on the show before. But now I've kind of hit a point where it's like, oh, from here on out, though, it's like only sort of downhill things.
No!
And then that's what I remind myself. J-Lo and Ben Affleck got together after 50, so ha! All right, so
anything
fireworks.
Can happen.
Fireworks.
Believe in the fireworks or in the aftermath of it. Whether you like this track or not, there's a few other tracks on the album besides Right Now. That's mm-hmm. the title track of Fireworks. There's total 12 tracks. It's mainly about dilemmas, philosophical reflection on life rather than love.
Oh, okay.
So maybe he has absolutely found this theme.
Okay, sounds
more about
good.
Life.
So all his songs, they're not like necessarily super romantic lovey-dovey, you know?
No.
There's like some, a little bit of, can I use the word depth? Depth to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Yeah.
All right, very nice. So that's Kaho. If you guys ever need a picker-upper type of song, something inspirational, maybe you need a new fight song to play, this is your man.
시작, start over is where you want to start, and then make your way to these other tracks
yeah,
too.
These hidden gems, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Lena, for that. And like always, we will see you next week.
See you next week, everyone.
Let's end her out with Kaho's Part-Time Lover, and then Kaho's the one we talked about right now. Like I announced earlier, Kaho's Right Now is our final track. And that's going to do it for our show. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.